Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 136, recorded on June 7th, 2013.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we have none other than Ant Venom on the show.
How's it going, Ant Farm?
Hey.
I think I just pulled a PewDiePie there. I'm sorry about that.
Did you do that?
I think I totally did that unintentionally.
Oh. But that's okay, because we think you're a cutie pie.
Wait, is that wrong?
And it's taking a downward spiral.
Usually at least another 30 seconds before that happens.
Yeah. A little early for the awkwardness. So today
it's
we
never
have,
too early for awkwardness.
Never too early. And never too early to have Ant Venom back on the show. We've had him on the show before, and it's great to have you back.
Yeah, I mean, what? I think it's been, about a year at this point? So, yeah, good timing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember how many subs you had then, but how many do you have right now?
Well, I think back then, because I remember during PAX East, I had, PAX East 2012, I had like 400,000. Now I'm at 1.6 million.
Woo!
So.
That's cool.
Holy cow!
Bam!
The ball's been rolling.
Yeah. So are you doing anything differently now than you were a year ago? Give us kind of a quick update on what's going on.
Well, let's just say that, like, you know, so a little bit after I was on the Shaft podcast, I started work on, you know, a music video, which currently is featured on my channel if anyone wants to check that out. And that was in production for, like, well, on and off kind of for like 7 or 8 months or so. And that was the primary change that has happened between then and now. And I don't have any plans for any more as of right now. Just kind of doing my own thing, picking up an old map that I used to do a lot of stuff on. And yeah. Pretty nice. Cool.
Well, that's cool. I've been actually looking at your website. It looks like you do you use the engine system too?
Yes, I do.
Do you
yes,
like
do.
That?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty easy to work around. I mean, you know, adding it, just messing with any page that I want to mess with. It's, you know, it's pretty easy. I don't have to work too much to keep everything working.
That's pretty cool. You got a fact here and everything. And anybody wants to go there, it's just antvenom.com. Yep. You got all your stuff. So people can get your settings for like DX Story or Sony. That's awesome.
Yep, I have all that in the FAQ, because that was like the most requested thing, and I don't feel like answering it every time. So when I was editing the FAQ, I'm like, hey, let's go ahead and let's add these in so nobody ever asks me again.
That's smart. Awesome. Do you have a normal server that you play on when you're doing your builds and things?
I do not, actually. There's really, like, the only public server I talk about at all is play.skitscape.com. That's the only one that, like, I'll announce publicly. I'll play on Sky Server a little bit as well, but as far as, like, any server that I play on often, it's not something I'd wind up announcing, because I like my privacy when playing on servers.
Right. It's difficult. I mean, like, you'll try to be doing something, and people come and ask you stuff, and it's not that you don't want to answer, it's just you're busy in the middle of something, and you don't want to look like an a-hole.
Yeah.
Right,
so
right.
It's better just to kind of, when you're busy, kind of have that separation wall.
Yeah, they tend to like to stand inside of you. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, it's Ant Venom, and then let's get as close as we can to him and annoy the crap out of him. Yeah. So.
And the chat, like, it's just like Ant Venom, Ant Venom, Ant Venom, Ant Venom. If I log into a server that doesn't have many people, then it's not that big of a deal, because people will tend to, like, you know, there won't be many people talking, and people will tend to get over it pretty quickly. But if you go on a big server, like 50 people plus, then the spam feeds more spam, and that in turn makes it a problem.
Yeah.
We're trying to rebuild the Shaftlands. We kind of, I don't think we really logged on much for probably a year. Yeah. I think Wes did sometime.
Yeah.
So we're getting that back in order. And so and with Engine, it's great because they actually have a plugin that does your whitelist for you. And so people sign an application and gets all that set up. So that's why we're starting to use Engine too. So I noticed your website looked like it ran off that too. So I wanted to see if you had any issues with it. We've had a great time with it so far.
Yeah, no, I mean, I haven't had too many issues. Yeah, no complaints. It's really easy, you know, again, to set up those individual modules like the news page and like just anything around the site. Like, for example, you know, editing the FAQ was really easy. You know, they have a really good HTML formatting type thing, you know, putting links in there. My downloads page is very easy to keep after. It's all very easy.
Very cool. I didn't mean to make this into like an HTML tutorial. I was more like saying, hey, everybody go to antvenom.com if they didn't already know about it, because I know we probably have that issue going to our site. But what else have you been up to? We saw you at PAX East, and you came to our panel. That was really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And did interviews and stuff. Did y'all get a bunch of cool interviews while y'all were there?
I got a few. There's actually a PAX East video that I literally have just not, it's not even, like, I could say I haven't had the time to edit it, but come on, let's be realistic. I've been too lazy to edit it.
Don't know how that feels. When's City of Love coming out?
Oh, yeah. Later on, a couple years. No, actually, Saturday.
I'm laughing. Wes is just ignoring me.
But I have a question. You're always playing a lot of mini games and stuff like that.
Yep.
And so I kind of get the idea to play a mini game. I'll go to your channel. I'm like, what's Ant playing? You know? Mm-hmm. And because you're always playing kind of what's new and relevant and really cool. So what's your favorite mini game to date right
TNT
now?
TNT Spleef.
Really?
Easily. Oh. Easily TNT Spleef. That is just beyond fun. It's the easiest concept, and it's just like,
is that,
it's constantly an adrenaline rush.
That's a TNT run.
Well, no, TNT bow spleef. Okay. Basically what that is you're given a bow with infinity and an arrow, and you're dropped into a spleef arena, and the bow has fire. Bow has like a fire aspect. I don't know exactly what the enchantment is called, but when the arrow hits the TNT that it hits drops. So it's just like Spleef, but you can also wind up hitting up the four at the same time if you're really lucky. So it's a lot of fun, honestly.
Okay. I think I did see that. Isn't that game available on Hypixel's server?
Yeah, that's actually where I played it, on Hypixel's server.
Okay.
I have a video on my channel about it if you wanted to see it.
Awesome. That's cool. Yeah, okay. We should check that out.
Yeah.
Okay, so the enchantment is called Flame One. My bad.
Oh, yeah.
Flame One.
We just now got around to Cake Defense, too. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. I had beta tested for that, so I knew that the map was going to take like an hour, and I just remember sitting down, and I'm like, I am going to be here playing a mini game for an hour, and I already knew I was going to release the whole thing as one video.
Oh,
so it's just
I
have
that.
So much work to do tonight.
Yeah. It's like an hour and 18 minutes. I noticed
I'm having
watched
too
you,
much fun.
Yeah, I watched you play it, and you said you'd rather play it solo, which is cool. It makes sense. We did a three-player game. And
I like to play it solo mainly because like I rush when I do things. Like I know what I want to do. I do it, and I move on. I don't like waiting for anybody. So in that game, because I knew it was going to take an hour and that there was going to be 24 different waves, I didn't want to wait for someone to spend 2 more minutes doing something. That's a lot. That's a lot. Like 2 minutes, 24 waves, you know, just to say on average, I don't want to wait another 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Not in the mood.
And then for them to start asking for your gold for their upgrades. Jeez.
I know. God, those guys that ask for my gold.
Weird.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think the worst thing about playing that with a lot of people is that you're going to hit the other people by accident.
Just turn PvP off.
Well, we could have done that. We didn't know like if that was cheating or whatever.
So. No, that's not cheating at all. You're on the same teams.
We should have did that, huh?
Yeah.
I thought it was more fun to hear
because
the ding.
Those last three waves, it's
ridiculous.
Like, it's like, well, I mean, honestly, the best way to do those waves is to just serpentine, like figure eight pattern throughout the entire thing and just run. Like, you need to get them all into a train. If you stand still for 5 seconds, they're surrounding you five deep on every side.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was crazy. The end of it was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else is crazy?
What's crazy?
What?
How many sponsors we have this week?
We have a lot of sponsors.
That's crazy.
You like that segue?
That's the murder.
So,
droid.
And if you want to sponsor, you can always go to deadworkers.com/sponsor. And sponsor an episode. We've got two individual sponsors this week. The first one, Evil Etho, who says,
MC Underwater, a 24-hour charity live stream on the 1st of June. We'll be raising money for water.org, twitch.tv/evilitho.
Uh-oh, that already happened.
Did?
Yeah, but he's going to do another one, and I believe...
Oh, that is, the 1st of June.
I believe it is tomorrow. Oh, I should know this. Twitch.tv/evilitho. So he did a charity live stream. Bebop Vox put in like over $1,000. It was really crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a really good show. But he's doing it again, and I hope it is tomorrow, Evilitho. If you're in the chat room, correct us, and we'll let everybody know.
And then Braden and Brian, who say,
"Happy birthday, Eric! Glad I could finally smite with you."
Ah, thank you. My birthday is on June the 9th, so it's in 2 more days. But thank you.
Good timing.
Yeah.
Very good timing. And then we have this one here someone sent in.
The Roguecraft Direwolf 20 FTB server.
PvE, Economy, Chess Shop, Grief Prevention, and more.
A pocket dimension spawn with mod tutorials and plenty to see.
Multiple overworld start locations to get you further into the wild.
Make friends, team up, and start your own FTB empire.
Player and donor ranks with plenty of perks and bonuses.
YouTubers welcome and encouraged.
Sign up and apply today at www.theroguecraft.com.
That's Rogue, R-O-G-U-E, by the players, for the players.
Wow, Rouge. Fancy.
Rougecraft.
Rougecraft. Yeah. And they probably knew we'd say it wrong, right? So,
probably.
And I told them in the original email when they were asking if they could do that to... I wasn't thinking. I said keep it under 30 seconds. That's really probably kind of long for those. So try to keep it 10 to 15.
Yeah.
I think, about
10 seconds
that.
Probably would be good, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll just be like, can you keep it 5 seconds? And it'll be one of those ads where it's just like nothing but really fast speaking.
Roguecraft.
Yeah.
But love and the quality.
That'd be the fade out.
Minin.
So our next one is from SRJ26 and the Blue Vanilla Team. Will any other YouTube celebrities be man or ant enough to take on Blue Vanilla LP Challenge? Leave your mark in Blue Vanilla. Have you heard about Blue Vanilla and Venom?
I have not personally. Okay. I think I might have heard of it once, but I don't actually know what it is.
It's a mod that when you get new chunks, it pulls in user-generated content. Basically, it's got a library of stuff it adds to your world as it's generating. So you don't end up with... You can have ruins and stuff like that around in your world.
Castles and...
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's pretty cool content. And it's done by a listener that's been listening for a long time. They actually wrote us a Filk song for a wagon wheel and gave it to us at PAX East. And we sang it and recorded it before the show today. So
nice.
I don't know. We'll listen to it and see how it turned out. And maybe you'll hear it on the channel soon.
Yeah.
So thanks, SRJ26 and the Blue Vanilla Team. Next, we have Fantabulous. It sounds like a virus. I've got the Fantabolus. Anyway, Minecraft singer producer did FE Redstone Active, No Life Minecraft, and Minecraft Ways to Die. YouTube.com/Fantabolus. And that's PHANTABOULOUS.
And it's not a disease.
No, it's just an illness.
Go there and catch it now.
Next, we've got Raycraft, RAYE Craft. What's up, everyone? I'm doing daily Minecraft videos on my channel. They include Sky Survival, Pixelmon, and more. Go to youtube.com/Raycraft.
And then we have The Watershed, which is mc-thewatershed.net. It's a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with towny, multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and more.
And lastly, we have the LEGO Unicraft Project. Save imagination brick by block. Visit the LEGO Unicraft, a tribute to the MMOG LEGO universe at legouni-craft.webs.com. And all these links will be in the show notes. You can go to deadworkers.engine.com, or actually deadworkers.com now, and see the show notes and get links to all these server sponsors.
Yeah, baby, do it.
Yeah.
We're journeys. So if you're new to the show, this is where we talk about what we've been doing for the past week. So let's start with our guest, Ann Venom. What have you been up to in the Minecraft world?
Well, again, nothing too much lately. I have this map that I work on. It's called the Peaceful Map, but I guess I should probably rename it to like my creative building map, because I like to build things that have a technical use in survival. And I've been working on that a lot for the past week or so, doing a lot of automated things. And I even just recently made an automatic potion creation farm, or not a farm, but like an automatic potion making system. And That's a video that'll be going up here very, very soon, if it's not already up by the time you're watching this.
That's pretty cool. Are you giving the map out for people to download?
Yeah, the map's always out on antvenom.com/downloads. Every iteration of the map that has ever existed is up for download on there. You can even, you can see it dates all the way back to December of 2010.
That's really
cool.
That's really cool. We've started putting our maps up that we do like that on a Curse actually now offers for map builders. And this is great for people doing adventure maps, and because they've always how can we make money, doing that? Mm-hmm. They actually pay now for the downloads at the end of the month. How many downloads you get, you'll get points. And then you can turn those in for gift cards to PayPal. So it's cash money or to Amazon or whatever. So it's pretty cool, and get your name out there too, so for new map makers. Speaking of Curse, I've been playing on our Curse Feed the Beast server a bit and making a castle, and then I've been making this walkway to the villager area, and I think I kind of freaked out the people who play on the server because they're not used to seeing buildings. They're just doing their machines and stuff, and they're why are you building aesthetics, right? You can just fly to the villagers. Why are you building a bridge? And I'm like, well, look neat. So that's a lot of fun. And then I upped our server, the Shaftlands, to 152. So we're up to date.
Sweet.
So now all the villagers go, hmm.
Do they? I think that's in a later one.
I think that's a snapshot, actually.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Is it not 152?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure it was the snapshot before last, I think.
Yeah. Oh, so they indeed don't go.
And I only mention that because I don't want people yelling at me. Going, why aren't the villagers going?
It's a little crazy, though. They need to tone it down, I think.
So we got that. We put Lockhead on there so people can lock up their valuables. And we added RPG items, so now we can make items on the server. So I made the shaft stick for people who were on at the time. It's just a wooden sword, but it says the shaft stick in epic purple.
Nice!
So just threw them out to those people. So that was a lot of fun. So we'll be getting on there. I told them I'd try to get you guys on there.
Sweet. That's a good idea. We should play some Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And then, of course, we did a cake defense, and that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. And I haven't really done any, heavy combat stuff with you guys in a while.
Yeah.
And it was funny, apart from when Brent would shoot me in the back.
It makes that ding sound, though. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Every time. Well, boink, ding!
We found the one pillar, or the one candle, that doesn't spawn a lot of stuff. Especially when there's a 2-spawn wave or a 3-spawn wave, there's always one candle where there's just nothing. So we would kind of hang out, and snipe and stuff, which is okay for the first maybe 5 or 6 waves. But after that, it gets crazy. And yeah, we died a lot.
And then it's take turns to train them. See who can train them the longest.
Yeah.
Has it started counting down yet?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. But giving money to people really helps in that game too, because if you're $2 away from a $50 upgrade, you can, here's $2, pay me back next wave.
Yeah,
you
know? Never got paid back.
No, I never got my money back.
The Bank of West Wilson.
Hey, I was giving out some money there for a while.
That's true. A little bit.
Buy your healing potions.
Yep.
Another reason why I like to play solo.
No joke.
You get all the gold.
Yep.
Exactly. Nobody be stealing my kills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happens a lot, too.
Yeah.
Wow, it's one-shot kill. This is easy. And you're like, no, because I'm hitting them first. Thanks.
But it was surprisingly fun. And I, the combat got intense, and it was the map is so well made. We found a couple of exploits that we used.
I don't know what he's talking about.
In the later stages of the game, it's entertaining. It'll be up on the channel.
We end up building.
You guys can call us cheaters.
I guess we shouldn't mention what we did, but they can watch it and see.
Yeah. That's it.
That is it. What was that, Wes?
There, I also have been editing City of Love, which we filmed, you know, almost a month ago.
No, it was a month ago today.
And so it's going to be coming out this week. So that I've also been like working on that. Yeah.
Yay, on the new channel. Wait.
Is that housekeeping?
Covering housekeeping? Yeah. Wait for housekeeping. Some interesting stuff coming up.
From the Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
We are sponsored in this section by LootCrate.com. You can get sent to you monthly a little box of goodies. Stuff with
geeky swag.
Yeah, little geeky bits in it. Lunch boxes, t-shirts, stickers.
This month is a mashup is coming up. That's what they don't tell what's in it. So you kind of surprised or whatever, but they give you like a keyword, and this month was mashup.
Oh.
So, and the letters of it, the M was a Mario symbol, the S, I think it was Street Fighter, maybe. So it'll be interesting to see what they give this month.
That's cool.
But you can get $3 off if you go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers and use the coupon code DEAD. You'll get $3 off your order and get your own shipment of geeky swag every month.
Yeah.
In other news, this week's Snapshot 13W23A, despite more Swedish holidays midweek, Ditterbone squeezed out a snapshot today, and if the information on the Minecraft wiki is anything to go by, Ditterbone seems to be adding features from the ultra hardcore mode. Golden apples now use 8 gold ingots instead of 8 gold nuggets. Glistening melons now need 8 gold nuggets instead of 1. Potions of healing and regeneration slightly nerfed. Also added is a new game rule, natural regeneration. Toggling this will determine whether the hunger bar will actually refill health.
Mm.
Finally, Dinnerbone said that among the bug fixes, he's removed the Doc M77 mob as it is not working as intended. A little snipe at Doc M77 after the events of the UHC Season 11.
Well then.
Wow.
Xbox 360 Edition retail is hitting the shelves soon in some countries. Tuesday saw the start of the Xbox 360 Editions released in boxed form with a bit of an odd schedule. The USA, Korea, Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and India received their copies on Tuesday, with Japan, Australia, and New Zealand being stocked up on Thursday. It was also tweeted that June 25th is the launch date for Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Colombia, Chile, and Argentina, and June 28th for the UK, Ireland, France, and Spain. And there's no information on release dates for countries outside the ones that Patrick listed.
Wow, that's a lot of countries.
Yep.
Crazy. So
you can get your boxed set.
All happening boxed. In June.
Yep.
Boxed. And give it what was that?
Well, I was just saying, giving it as a gift, like the boxed set would be cooler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, and I'm surprised that, like, a lot of people I talk to now, like, they play on like Xbox, and I'm like, are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
I mean, just being a PC, you know, guy for all my life, I hate playing stuff on console that's not just a, you know, A, B, you know, run around, punch something.
Thumbsticks.
Yeah. So, like, playing Minecraft, I'm like, whoa, get it on the PC. It's much.
Well, that depends. I mean, you got to consider there are a lot of people out there who don't have a computer good enough probably to run it beyond a few frames a second. Whereas if you own a 360, you own the same 360 everyone else does hardware wise. So
that's true.
I mean, there's that.
That's true. Because that's the other thing is, you know, I had someone at work today come up and ask me, because I'm kind of the Minecraft guy, you know, at work. So he was like, dude, like, what do I need to run Minecraft, like, well, like, on my machine? And I'm thinking he's got some crappy machine or something.
No.
He's like, no, I'm talking about the Alienware system that they built me here for this. It runs Minecraft really crappy. Yeah. And I'm like, well, probably you've got 32-bit Java on there. That's my best guess for before anything else, because you don't need to upgrade RAM or video card for sure. So my guess is he's got the wrong Java on there. And that's a lot of what I think people deal with is they have a 64-bit system and they're running 32-bit Java, and that just will just screw you up in Minecraft.
But it's true. Like, it's really difficult to tell what computer will run Minecraft well.
Mm-hmm.
There's some very good computers that run like total crap.
Like, if it's a supercomputer, then yeah, it'll run it. Otherwise, it's questionable. I'm pretty sure that Minecraft uses primarily the CPU, so... Well, and, there's that. If you have a really craptastic CPU, then it probably won't run all that well.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing a quad core 3.8 gigahertz i5, and I went in to try to shoot an establishing shot for our City of Love series. Mm-hmm. And basically I was flying down the street and then I wanted to like zoom up into the skyscrapers. Well, I couldn't get the skyscrapers to load and stay loaded. Like I could not do the shot. And it was so
I wouldn't
annoying.
Really call that an issue with your computer. I'd call that an issue with the amount of chunks that are loading. What you probably should consider doing is getting the Optifine mod and turning on far load.
Yeah.
It causes a bit more lag, but I think there are mods out there. Specifically, I don't know if it's still a mod that exists. It's like the Camera Studio mod, I believe. And you can do automated panning shots. And specifically, you could do a very slow panning shot and speed it up in post. And that would probably do what you want it to do.
Well, you know, barring that, like I just, it was just frustrating for me because, you know, I've got plenty of RAM, plenty of processing power. You know, why is it unloading these chunks?
Well, and I think it's
just
probably
that's just
company-
how Minecraft is. I mean, Minecraft. Once you get out of a certain, once your chunk radius is like a certain amount, once you're out of that radius, it unloads it. It literally has nothing to do with your computer.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's probably them trying to save people with crappier machines, right? Yeah. Like, let's unload the crap they don't need as fast as possible.
Yeah, but you'd think that with what the power that I had, I'd be able to reload it quickly. No.
Well, that's a hard drive thing right there. Yeah.
Slow hard drive, get an SSD, baby.
I've got an SSD.
Well, put the game
get
on
get another
there.
One.
Get a better one.
Get a good one. Don't get that crappy whatever you
what?
Got there. What?
You are crazy.
I am crazy, but I don't have a crappy SSD like you. So
yeah,
anyway.
Seriously, get Optifine and turn on far load, or at least increase the viewing distance so that it doesn't unload, because that's not a computer issue.
Yeah.
And next, we've got a bit of bad news for the Xbox 360 Minecrafters. 4J Studios announced that the title update 12 won't be released in June after all. And there's no sign of release date. But there's a good reason for this. Lots of stuff is going to be crammed into this update, including the double height worlds that desktop players have been enjoying for the past few months. Oh, and in case you're wondering, the boxed version contains the update 10 with an Xbox Live trial, which will let you update to 11.
This one goes to 11.
Oh, let's go to 11. So that's good stuff.
Additionally, Minecraft Pocket Edition sees Realms Alpha as of 070. So with the 070 update for Minecraft Pocket Edition, there's a whole bunch of features added, and the notes here call it a slew. With the main edition being the Minecraft Realms Alpha, John tweeted, we will start handing out multiplayer servers next week. And there's also going to be buckets and fire and smooth lighting and spawn eggs and milk and cake and in-game chat.
Wow.
Hey, Ant Venom, do you ever play on the Pocket Edition?
No. Never. When you have access, like, if you have access to the PC version and you are, like, I mean, if you're away, maybe, but I don't need to play Minecraft that much. But the Pocket Edition is just, no. I don't like it at all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to anyone who likes Pocket Edition, but it's just no.
Well, and we got
I can't.
Tweets from a group that actually does Minecraft Pocket Edition like Let's Plays. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to view them, but I want to see them. And
I
if they're
too.
Decent, get them on the show and talk more about it. Like, are y'all crazy?
You know, it would be cool. And I'm not sure if this is a feature of Pocket Edition, but if they added the ability to spawn super flat worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Then I might be a little more into it because I'd more use it for creative, but for survival, no way.
Yeah,
no
I can't even imagine like running from a creeper just like kill me.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. Somebody on my Facebook friends list tweeted or messaged out on Facebook today. Am I the only one excited about a Minecraft Pocket Edition update? And I replied, yes.
Yes, you are. You know, it'd be kind of cool if you could maybe create something and then export it as a schematic to import into a PC version. I think that would be cool.
I think you're onto something there.
Yeah.
And even further that, import. If you could somehow import your world that you had. So, like, say, oh, I'm going to be flying, right? Let me import my world into my phone, or at least a chunk or two of it.
No, that'll never work.
And then rebuild it and then be able to export it back to your world. So, like, you actually got to build onto your PC world.
Oh, I see. So, I think that to make that smooth, I guess if Mojang had something like a drive that was available, say if you export something, it gets put into your cloud drive, And then when you're on the PC, you just say load a schematic, and it pulls all the stuff that you've saved, and it's tied to your Mojang account.
Realms 2.0. Just wait for MineCon. They'll be announcing it.
Yeah.
I could definitely see something like going from the phone to the PC, but I don't think going from PC to phone could ever work because the world size on phones is way too limited. And I mean, like, how would you make it so that when you import from PC to phone that it prunes the right chunks? And then when you go back, I mean, it's just, I don't see it working. But phone to PC, I think it definitely works.
But do you think maybe, like, this would take something, some extra, like, mod or something, I'm sure they'd have to do. But basically, like, where you could, almost like when you have to designate towns and stuff for some mods, like, be able to say, okay, I want this chunk and this chunk. And be able to, like, specifically give it two chunks. And, okay, those two chunks are going to be on your phone. That's all you get. You can't go outside of those boundaries, but you can build anything on those two chunks. And then when you come back, we'll basically replace your PC chunks with your phone chunks.
Oh, I see. Phone chunks.
It could definitely work as a mod. Never as a vanilla feature, but as a mod, I could maybe see someone doing that.
Come on, give me one, Adam. Come on, give me one. Just one. Okay, we'll move on.
Ding yourself.
Speaking of, we were kind of talking about something there with MineCon. I think it was mentioned at some point. I got in touch with Lydia, and Lydia is, and she's going to be in and out of the U.S. in June and July, but in August she wants to come on the show and talk all about MineCon and give us some great info about what's coming to MineCon. Awesome. So.
Then that means it'll definitely be announced by then, if not hopefully this month.
What are you trying to say? You don't think she'll save any info for us?
No.
No.
No, she might save some minor information, but I think we all know where MineCon's going to... I think we all have like a 90% idea of where MineCon's going to be this year.
Yeah, Madagascar.
Madagascar.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it has been announced. Johannesburg. I hope you guys know. It has been announced that it'll be on the east coast of the U.S.
Yeah. Is everybody so? Are you thinking all know, Disney World?
I think we all probably know Disney World, Florida.
I see, and I've been looking. Like, I'm trying to find some way to get my kids to Disney World, and that place is expansive.
Yeah.
Holy crap!
Yeah. Like, if you're staying in the parks, anyways, if you're staying in one of the main park hotels.
Oh yeah, like the pavilion, all that stuff.
Well, that's just it. You can get like really good condos for super cheap. Like you can get 3-bedroom condos for the same price as a hotel room on property.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and I found like hotels that are close by for like $70. But you know, my wife's like, "But how cool would it be to wake up and see a giraffe out your window?" I'm like, $2,000, cool. And we're not that cool. Like you gotta understand, we're look out and see the bum picking up trash in the parking lot, cool. So let's tone down. The ideas of our you know, Disney World adventure here.
Going I have to be a McDonald's? Stuffed giraffe. I will put it outside the window. Yeah.
I will even make giraffe noises.
That bum kind of smells like a giraffe.
Or something that a giraffe did to him.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
That went over the edge.
Okay, so also... We got lots of big names added to the Minecraft Expo UK guest list. We got Shin... who else? This is the Minecraft Expo UK to be held in Telford from August 23rd through the 26th. Joining Bebop, Vox, and Fire UK at the event will be Hat Films, Dave Chaos, the Nox Crew, and Slowpoke will be there, which is, for the people who don't know, is Feed the Beast founder. Meanwhile, Yogg's cast is represented by In the Little Wood, Sips, Shin, and Lalna, and some of Minecraft's European contingent will be in attendance in the comely forms of Baj, Milby, and Pyro Puncher.
Wow, that's an awesome UK crew right there. Very cool.
Also, Minecraft inducted into the Museum of Modern Art. Our video games art? The Museum of Modern Art in New York murder City says yes.
Wait, that sounds like murder.
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 Murder. Because they've started an exhibition of the things, and Minecraft is in the initial 14. Although the inaugural 14 are already on display in the applied design section of the museum, MoMA's intention is to increase the collection to 40, which will become a new branch of the museum's exhibits, according to their website. As for the other 13 games, they include Pac-Man, Tetris, Myst, The Sims, SimCity 2000, Dwarf Fortress, Portal, and Cannibalt.
I have never heard of
what
Cannibalt.
What is Cannibalt?
Cannibalt.
And Dwarf Fortress? Really?
Yeah.
As in art?
Huh. Well, that's cool. Huh. Interesting.
Wow. Myst? Am I the only one that thinks Myst was a crappy game?
It was
no, it was good.
Crappy.
Are you talking about then or now?
Oh, then.
No, then it was great.
Man, I like walked in and went, "This is crap," and turned it off.
That's because
you one room. That's all it took.
You never played the adventure games. Like
judging a book by its cover. That's exactly what you did.
Yeah. I did, and I hated it every second.
Myst was
horrible.
Awesome.
Every 5 seconds that you played, you just of the 5 seconds you played, you just hated it.
Yes, exactly. I was like, "What do you want?" There's it's like mountains, or I was in like a cave or something.
You're on an island.
Whatever.
Sounds like Minecraft.
Island of crap. Like I didn't have a pick.
No.
I couldn't punch trees.
No
creepers
punching.
Coming after me. I was done.
Well, with the inability to punch trees, I can see where you're coming from.
Thank you. See, I got one.
So, Scrolls got the...
Scrolls!
Got the...
Scrolls!
Got the total biscuit seal of approval. So, it got a little
better
bit of boost this
than
week.
Me.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, that was Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
He lives under the table with not
take their moves in their Simpsons game, huh?
I don't know.
Anyway, tell us more about TB and Scrolls.
Wait till the ponies one comes on here.
So, Total Biscuit did a what the f***?
Let's mark that point.
Let's put that one back in.
Oh, yeah. WTF. Mate.
So, Total Biscuit did a WTF is for Scrolls.
Scrolls!
Scrolls! Okay, we're done. And,
and despite taking a jab at Mojang in the first few seconds of the video, he was full of praise for it, devoting nearly an hour to the game. And usually those videos are between 15 and 40 minutes. And although Minecraft did just fine without Total Biscuit backing it, his approval and recommendation of Scrolls is probably going to help that game a lot. Mm-hmm. I know that I have not been very excited about it. I know you guys have been interested in playing it again, but I have had zero interest in picking up Scrolls. But I am really kind of... Like if
Total Biscuit
likes it because he hates so much,
yeah,
you know, if he liked it, then I might need to pick it up.
Yeah, looks great. It's definitely on my list of stuff to get. Yeah. I like those kind of games. Also, there was some back and forth between Total Biscuit and Notch on the tweeters.
Really?
And yeah, I was online to watch it all. And I was like, what's going on here? Notch basically said, so Total Biscuit, I heard you in a roundabout way called me an idiot on your WTF is Scrolls, and he came back basically saying, yeah, I did. And it went back and forth for about 10 more tweets or so, and they pretty much ended up just kind of like
hugging. Did
no,
they hugging?
No hugging or nothing. They just basically were just like, all right, let's just fight later. Okay, cool, we'll do that. So yeah.
Nice. That's a video. Very, I wonder if we can get them both on the shaft at the same time.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
That's it.
It's like get a web redemption here in the shaft.
Dun, 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 dun. In this corner, we have Notch. Well, all I can say is Total Biscuit, you better look out because Notch has a crap ton of money and he has probably hired assassins to F you up.
Yes.
Like, if you were that rich, wouldn't you ask people up?
Barely managed to skimp away from saying what you were about to say.
Yes.
I'm good at that, because I get Eric's evil look, like, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm going to edit that
and
now,
I just
all because
say,
of you.
I'm friends with TB. I like him, and I also like Notch. I'm totally in the middle, and I tend to see everything positively, so I'm not, like, rooting for either one, but when I saw it, it was just kind of awkward, like, oh, that didn't need to happen in public, you know? But
well, it's funny because they're both very public people. Like they both don't, you know, pull shots in the public. And I think it's, you know, it's kind of the modern world with Twitter and everything. I think it's great for people to kind of be like that. Like,
yeah,
why pull the punches? You know,
yeah,
I'm not going to get you on Skypes. So let's do this on Twitter. Maybe no.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else you can do on the internet? That's watch Audible, and you can
watch
get
it.
Free or listen to it. This isn't Netflix. We'll get to that later. But if you want to hear something in your ear canals besides our sexy voices and Aunt Venom's sexy voice, you can go to Audible Trial.
Hello.
That's right. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a free month.
And I actually have a recommendation.
Oh, yeah?
So my son was at soccer camp all this week over at the high school. And so I would, and he's only six, and like every other parent was able to just like drop their 6 year old off and like leave for 3 hours, you know, but I was a little more uptight. So like I took a book with me and, I read, Sherry Priest's, book Dreadnought, which is the third book in her cyberpunk series called Clockwork Century.
Oh, nice.
The first one was called Bone Shaker and, it was kind of like steampunk zombies.
Really?
Yeah. And then this one was called Dreadnought, and it is available on Audible. And it is read by Kate Reading, and it's unabridged, and it's 13 hours. It has a great review on there. I really enjoyed this book. It was a lot of fun. Steampunk stuff can be kind of hit or miss, and I think this was the best steampunk book I've read in a while.
Would it make a good movie?
I think it would make a great movie.
Great movie. You heard it here first.
Her last name is Reading?
Reading.
No. Awesome. No, Kate Reading was the one who narrated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's amazing last name.
Kate
for
Reading's reading a book for you, so you don't have to read it yourself, but Reading did.
It's amazing.
But Sherry Priest, the author of
this series,
she used to come to my Halloween parties, and she does the whole con scene around the Southeast, and she's like we've known her
very
and stuff.
Cool. And I'm just waiting for my next credit so I can get the third book in the Myst series. Like, I love that series. And
but
I actually
you hate
can't
the game.
Myst.
But you hate
the game.
Right?
Yeah.
Myth.
Oh, Myth.
You said Myst.
Whatever. Myth series. And there's like 18 books, and I think I only read like 12 or 13. So once I get past those, I'll actually get to new books that I never read.
Oh, yeah.
And they will be read to me, not by Reading, but read to me by someone else, not named Reading. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So go right now to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get you a free month and a free book on us.
Bling.
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 So this week in listener contributions, we have one here from Space Boot 1. Goes on to say, "Hi, the Shaft. I have a suggestion for a special episode. My favorite part of the Shaft is Excavation Station. What if you made an entire episode out of Excavation Station?"
Sometimes we do.
Yeah,
they're really long.
Go watch the PAX East.
Hey, there you go.
Panel where we bombed like a big thing of TNT up there. It was all Excavation Station. That's what happens when you do that.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
No, Excavation Station is a lot of fun, but there's something about like just random, like incessant random ideas. It gets a little nihilistic. You kind of go, wait, I think it's a good segment. Now, we have done entire episodes of listener call-ins before.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll probably do one of those soon.
Yeah. So go check that out. Our next message is from Matt Arvison. He says, "Are your old mics up for sale yet, and where can we find them? I hope you guys weren't joking. I could totally use a mic right now."
What? No, they're not up for sale yet. The issue right now is we're trying to figure out what to do because the stands that came with them suck.
Yeah.
They don't have any kind of separation between the mic and the stand. So everything we do on the desk, you can hear in the mic. So we're thinking about keeping these arms and taking these other mics back because they were the stands were $70 a piece. And
really?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Which
you should just sell them. Just be like, here's a microphone with a really crappy stand.
Yeah.
Make your own stand yourself.
And it would be good. Like if we weren't typing and stuff, I mean, it's got a cough switch built in. I mean, it's really solid and everything. It's just, we type a lot and do a bunch of other crap. But if you're just speaking, it's a great stand. Well worth $70 if we end up selling them. So anyway, we're trying to figure that out. As soon as we figure that out, then we will put the mics up for sale. So keep an eye out for it. We will definitely let you know on the show in Twitterville. And probably we'll write messages and tattoos on Wes's stomach.
Yep. So this next one is from Iron Waffle. This is a brilliant question. I'm a big fan of it. He says, "Dear Dead Workers Party, out of everyone who is in the DWP, who do you think is hated the most?"
It's obviously me. So, I mean.
No. Will.
Who's Will?
Will.
Will?
Oh, the Dead Workers?
Yes.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
What if a vote was taken and it was just a split 33% across everybody? You would all be hated equally as much.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nobody equality. Hates Eric. I mean, nobody hates Eric, though.
So, like, they're even voting for me in chat. Like, I got people, Brent sucks.
I mean, it's really hard. It's really a toss-up between Brent and Wes, I think. Really.
Yeah, because nobody hates
Everybody likes Eric.
Everybody's like, he's such a dingbat. He's just like, that you can't ever, like, dislike Eric. It's like disliking, like, you know,
Parmesan cheese.
A little baby.
You can't ever dislike any of you.
Oh, that's I like that.
So sweet. Can't ever dislike Brent. That. Can't ever dislike Wes. Can't ever dislike Eric. You just can't dislike any of them.
I love you, Aunt Venom.
Maybe when you would take the vote, nobody would vote on it. It'd be 0% across the board.
We should do that. I'll just do the vote and put Wes.
Well, you know, Will and JD are technically DWP.
Yeah.
And I think Will would win.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll put in names and like none of the names you put on there are from the shaft and you just be like, man, none of us got any votes.
Richard, Bob.
So great question, Iron Waffle.
It was.
And we have one here from X Cylinder.
Yep.
After CP, you said you wanted to make podcasts more generically about gaming and not about specific games. Now you've done The Shaft for a long time and started up on Smite. Do you feel that you want to keep focus more on specific games? Or are you starting to feel like you want to talk about gaming in general or even start a non-gaming podcast?
This is making general gaming podcasts is tough. And the main reason is that getting feedback from the listeners is a lot harder.
Yeah.
We had a really rough time with Nation of Gamers, and I do with Core Elements, which is general gaming. The finding the people who are passionate about what you're talking about, so passionate that they're eager to write in and message you and talk to you, is a lot harder with general gaming. With specific gaming, we're able to tap into particular markets and people are very verbal and interactive.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest problems with doing a general gaming podcast is, like, if you were going to listen to a podcast and say you liked, just for instance, Minecraft, and you come listen and they talk for 5 seconds about Minecraft and then an hour and a half about 50 other games, like, you'd be like, well, that was a great 5 seconds, but man, the rest of the time I spent listening to the games that I just don't care about.
Yeah.
Then it's just kind of, eh. So we are thinking about doing another show called the Dead Workers Party, and basically it'll just be kind of on the topics of the day that are gaming, geek, tech related. So hopefully people could be interested in all of it, and we may mention a game that we're playing at the time or have a game of the week or something like that.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, sorry to interrupt you there, but I don't think a gaming podcast about, you know, well, maybe general gaming would work, but not like, you know, any one specific different game, because you're right, you won't get the same response. But if you like doing shorter things, you know, like, for example, a video on your channel or something about it would work out really well.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
And you know, then you can talk about the game for like 5-10 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. Bam.
And like the old Warcraft podcast we did had a big chunk that was all about machinima. And if you like, I know that I took Core Elements and tried to focus on the game developer side of things. And I feel like that pulls a lot of people in to enjoy the general gaming content because they're also getting a glimpse into the whole game development world with the people we're interviewing. But it's tough.
And then those shows do really well when you got someone that everybody knows or a game that everybody knows. But then when you have some really good shows on lesser known games that not as many people listen to just because they don't know.
Yeah.
And it's like, you would probably like it too if you listen to that show too. But, you know, that's just the kind of the trouble we've been running into. So,
yeah.
I hope that answers. So, we do plan on doing more specific games just because basically when there's a game that the three of us like playing and it keeps our attention and we think it'll keep our attention at least for, 50 episodes, then we think we'll probably do one. We're looking at right now, WildStar is one we're thinking about doing. Right. Hearthstone to some degree, but really kind of want to see more of what it is.
Yeah.
It's just...
And I keep trying to get them to play Guild Wars 2 and they keep spitting on me.
Well, that's old.
It's not old.
It's like I said, hey, we're going to start an EverQuest podcast. Like, that's even more topical because EverQuest 3 will come out before Guild Wars 3.
We do a Never Winter one and get Ant on the show because he loves it.
Yes.
Yeah, because I love that game so much.
We might do a Scrolls episode 2.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Episode 2. Oh, the Ream.
The Ream.
That's the, yeah,
that
that's
was
it.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name
Scrolls.
Of our show.
Scrolls.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Okay, so thank you for those questions.
We love
Excavation Station.
And this spot is sponsored by Netflix. So go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Get a free month. Watch all the TV and movies you want in that month. I'm watching Fringe right now, and it's really, like, I never watched it at this point, and it's gotten to some really cool stuff. So if you haven't watched Fringe, watch
better.
It.
Gets better and better and better and better.
Well, I find it weird because they started off kind of like episodical TV.
Yeah.
Like every week's just kind of another, you know, X-Files.
Yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, no, we have a side plot. No, we have a big side plot. You know, actually, the whole show is really a side plot, and we threw this other crap in there just to kind of fuck with you. Sorry, Eric.
Again?
It's turned a Netflix ad. You can leave that in there. They'll love that. Hey. You want to see how to do a Netflix ad? Go on over to the Dead Workers Party. We'll drop some F-bombs in there for you. Damn. I'm beating myself up right now, Eric. I'm sorry.
I gotta, hold on.
Eric's typing.
He's got to put notes in the show notes for when he's got to bleep.
And it makes you
stuff.
Feel even worse because you see the note pop up that says bleep. Thanks, Brent.
It's all red.
Like, do you really have to
letters.
Tell us who did it?
Yeah. All right, it's marked.
Okay, so anyway, go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. This week, the first excavation station idea we have is submit. And by the way, Aunt Venom, you better be thinking up some stuff because we're going to come to you at the end here.
Oh, God.
That's right. You can ask for God. So, so the first one here is Pirate Cave, submitted by Mr. Raving Duck. He wants you to look down under the sea and see a slight light. This would be the opening to a pirate cave, where there is an abandoned treasure left by pirates, but some caves could be just out of reach and kill you, or you could just make it into one and live to get the treasure.
I like it.
Hmm.
I like it. Deep ocean caves with stuff.
Yeah? Huh.
Yeah, a little bit more variety in the caves might be interesting, but I feel like if something like that can exist, they have to be really rare, so like... I don't know. I feel like there'd have to be just dozens upon dozens that are added and just have them be so rare that when you encounter it, it's not like, oh, hey, it's as common as a mountain biome or something.
Yeah.
And I think they really, if they did something like this, they'd need to come out with a whole patch where it's like, okay, swimming's redone. Like, we're going to redo swimming completely. We're going to give you new items for traversing the water, maybe new boats,
scuba
gear, yeah. Things. Different things that you can make and make it easier. Sharks, octopus.
Rideable dolphins.
Rideable dolphins with lasers on their heads. I think that's a given. Yes.
Flying spaghetti monsters. We got to have some more air creatures in the main world.
Yes. And pirates. I mean, come on. If you're going to have pirate treasure, you need pirates to begin with.
Yeah.
So that would be another mob,
Big
right?
And pirates.
That'd be an interesting mob. A daytime hostile mob on beaches. Wow.
Yep.
That's legendary.
Yep.
Because I think beaches are their own biome, so that wouldn't be too hard to code.
And what if you killed one and found a map? Right? A pirate map that led you to their treasure.
Sounds like we have a good update. I got a realistically good update here.
What do you think, Notch? How do you like that idea?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Excellent. Awesome. Excellent.
So our next one is submitted by the Llama King. It's baiting zombies. I think you should be able to throw raw beef or raw pork chops on the ground to attract zombies to that area.
Wow, to attract them?
Wow.
I
kind of like it.
Jeez, we got some good ideas coming in this week. I kind of
like it.
These.
And then like if zombies are chasing you, you can throw your food on the ground and get away maybe.
Oh, to distract them.
Maybe
okay.
They'll stop and eat.
Brains.
Or they have like a chance of doing it. So like if you drop a ton of food, then it's more likely they'll get distracted. Because I don't think 100% would work. That'd be too OP. But if it's like 10% chance or something, they'll get distracted. I think that'd be really
cool.
I kind
of like that idea.
Yeah.
The chance, yeah.
And that leads me to an interesting question. When you kill zombies and get brains, are those the zombies' brains or brains that, like, they were munching on?
That they ate, yeah.
I don't think I've ever needed to think about this before.
But it's a necessary topic, I think. Like, where did the brains come from? I don't think zombies have brains.
Hmm.
Unless they're munching.
At least not
on them.
Functional brains.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say it's like a mixture.
Yeah. I'll go with that.
You get many different kinds of brain from many different people.
Nice. Okay, so this next one here is submitted by Medic Wine. When you shoot a mob with a bow, your arrow is retrievable instead of the backwards way we have now when hitting your target destroys your arrows. Oh. I don't know. I think like you shoot an arrow into something, you're not getting that arrow out. It's going to break. It's going to fragment. It's like that's that's how arrows work. I mean, you don't want them to come out because you want when someone pulls it out to pull their guts out and break. And I think when you miss, I think maybe that's when you have a chance to retrieve your arrow because it didn't hit.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but really, it does seem like it's hard to make to have lots and lots of arrows, you know?
I think I have an idea that can kind of go along with this. I see where the essence of the suggestion is, and that's because it's too hard to make arrows. I think zombies should be able to drop feathers again.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, yeah, there. If you're going to ask me at any point, that's mine right there.
Yeah, what about
what if you taking shears, that idea? Shears on ducks.
Yes.
Ducks.
And get, I actually, get feathers that, would be cool. That way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
shears
great
another
idea.
Use for wow. Shears.
Or maybe even chickens.
Yeah, chickens too.
Ducks.
I hate you. Well, you always got to be mean like that. See, he's mean to me. He's not mean to anybody else. I would vote yes for Eric being the meanest one on the podcast.
No, I only suggest that thing with the zombies because mob spawning isn't the same as it used to be in beta 1.7. They're a little bit more rare. It's hard to find mobs these days. So I think if zombies drop feathers, that would remove the issue because they haven't changed since 1.7 or beta 1.7. So
right.
It would work.
Yep.
In my opinion.
Yep.
That's a good point.
This next one is from Ted Sinterklaas.
Klaus.
Insta-kill in creative mode. I want to be able to kill mobs in one hit in creative mode so I don't have to spawn a sword when I have to kill something. Mm. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's a totally valid thing.
Okay, but
we need like the ding every time we get a good idea coming in, because that one's really good.
Yeah.
But okay, here's my question though: is why do you? And this is just me because I don't play creative mode. I just don't do it. Why do you have to kill stuff in creative mode?
Because you don't want zombies walking
stuff
around.
Spawns.
Why are zombies spawning in creative mode?
Because you're not in peaceful.
Well, I mean, you can convert any given world. Like if you're on a world and you have cheats on, you can go from survival to creative and back. So I mean, like. Maybe if there's some kind of option to disable all mob spawning, like all mob spawning on creative, maybe. I mean, you can just as easily turn a world to peaceful if you're on creative. So, actually, there's that.
I guess my thought is if you're trying to get something from them, well, you can spawn it. And why spawn them anyway? Like, put them on peaceful. It seems like extra coding for something that maybe not
but
necessary.
If you're in the game, like if you're in a multiplayer game and you go into creative mode, and they're mobs, and you don't want them to be there, you should just be able to make them go away.
But they'll just spawn back. They're jerks like that. They keep spawning, and you have to keep killing them.
No, I'm with you. I think this is a great idea.
Well, what does Notch think?
Worst idea ever.
Sorry, Wes. That's
not
what
Notch
he thinks.
That's not what Notch thinks.
That's what he thinks. Actually, he came back and said,
absolutely not.
I don't think so. I think you're just making this stuff up.
I think you're actually using a soundboard of Notch, and it's not actually Notch. Man.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this next one here is from Exylinder, the one, the only. I want to be able to put slime on the floor that will work like ice. You move faster while on it, but it's easier to place underground. With ice, you either need silk touch or to let water freeze.
I like this idea as well.
Well, I mean, slime is sticky and ice is slippery.
Mm, that's true.
Different consistency. Now, if you're looking for something similar to what Soul Sand does, and you want to, and like maybe it, like you have to hold down jump before you can jump, and it's like an actual trapping mechanism, but like it doesn't sink you in or something. That could be.
No, but I mean,
think of slippery slime and make it into slippery slime. Like I think there needs to be two. Yeah. Like why use slime for sticky pistons if it's gooey
about,
or you know oozy molasses, slime or something like that?
Like molasses is actually slippery, right? It's not sticky.
No, it's very sticky.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Maybe you can milk the ducks for some slippery ooze.
getting really weird. I like the idea, and maybe there's something you can do to the slime to make it slippery.
You milk the slime.
You milk it,
and it makes slippery slime when you milk it.
Milk it like a duck.
Maybe what you could. Or maybe make a way so that you can somehow freeze a source block of water whenever you want.
Or
some, you know, some way to collect it. Actually, yeah, that'd be part of a solution. But then you'd have to, yeah. As of right now, you can only use Silk Touch. So some easy way to obtain the ice, or maybe just when you break the ice, you just get an ice block. I don't know.
Oh yeah, like an ice cube.
Maybe you could make an ice pick to get ice chunks off an ice cube.
I'd like it.
Oh, like an enchantment?
Like nuggets? No, like you make an ice pick.
How would you get that first bit of ice though?
Well, like, you have to go to a biome that has ice, right? And you use your ice pick to, like, get some ice chunks off it.
Yeah. Right. But what came first, the ice or the ice pick?
The ice.
And I don't think it's not a pick.
How do you get the ice pick, then, if you can't mine up the ice? Because you don't have an ice pick.
It's not a pick made of ice. It's an ice pick.
Right. Yeah. Like, made out of iron.
A very finely refined pickaxe or something.
Yeah. So you don't craft it with ice.
And then if you, like, dig out a bunch, you got an ice hole. Just like Eric.
That's right.
He's an ice hole.
I am. Yay.
Yeah, Eric goes in and edits all that out.
Yeah. Eric's a nice guy. That won't end up in the final draft. Speaking of final draft, I have no idea where I'm going with that.
I think you were looking at something.
Maybe.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
That's scary.
Are you doing your hamster style fighting?
I want to pet the little kitty cat with my paws and my hands.
And this is why everyone loves him.
What I'm working on that pole when that pole comes out. I'm working on boats right now.
Pole? Oh, okay.
Okay, so... Oh, wait, we never talked to Ant Venom and asked him what he wanted to see in the game.
He did. He wanted zombies to drop feathers again.
Oh, that's true. Is there anything else?
I'd say I think this is the same suggestion I would have said a year ago, and that is no more infinite ocean biomes. I'd want a feature to be removed, and it's that, because it seems like no matter if you play Minecraft long enough and you're in a survival world, you have 15,000 blocks out. You encounter an infinite ocean, and 90% of the time, you'll be sailing forever. And I'm just not a fan of that. I mean, the idea of ocean biomes is cool and all, but they shouldn't be that common.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's my suggestion.
I sailed for 4 hours. 4 hours in the last world, like, and finally found land. I was like, oh
like,
my
I don't
God.
Even play Minecraft with the vanilla spawns anymore. I actually use the Better World Generation 4 mod to spawn beta terrain because I like it better. And I think that mod actually still implements things like mine shafts, ravines, things of that nature. So beta generation with new features. That's my ultimate right there.
Okay.
Awesome.
Bring it back.
Yep.
Bring it back. Well, cool. Well, now we get some sightings.
Well, now with all the pirates and stuff, maybe an endless ocean isn't all that bad.
Yeah.
Because you could go searching out and stuff.
Maybe you'll have big oceans are good. If an ocean is like 500 to 1,000 blocks across or something, like, I'd say that's acceptable, but just they can't get infinite. You know, it's not fun to like, oh, hey, I get to sail across this ocean after traveling across. Like, you sail across a 100,000 block ocean when you only traveled across 10,000 blocks of land. It's just like, no, I don't like that.
Maybe in the middle of the big oceans, they should put Sargasso Seas. Do you know what that is?
No.
That's where you have the big seaweed islands. And then, like, basically you have a big seaweed island with ships stuck in it.
Like Kevin Costner walking out. And mermaid. Like a little amphibian suit, like swimming, like making dolphin noises.
Imagine seeing that kind of a boat. As you're sailing across in Minecraft, you just see Kevin Costner on his boat there.
Yeah, and then he shoots your wolves.
Yeah, he's a wolf shooter.
And then you just hear him say something like, "Dry land is not a myth. I've seen it."
Nice. I like that.
That's what Minecraft
that
is.
That was beautiful. That was great. Beautiful.
I guess.
Ding.
Speaking of beautiful. We've got a couple of videos here. We've got crafting a pickaxe, realistic styled Minecraft animation, as well as one called enchanting a pickaxe. And on the spectrum of realism with Minecraft on one end and real life on the other, Those impressive animated shorts by Jimmy Newsom fall somewhere closer to the real life than most.
They're beautiful. Really good. You got to check it out.
I'm like watching this little preview thing that you guys got playing right now. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I think your mic cord did something funny.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I was watching a little preview there, and it does seem pretty impressive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It looks good.
Got to check it out. And there's two videos here on his channel, and the other one is him. Basically, if you're listening to this podcast, it's like real hands, and like it's as if it's rendered realistically, but it's in the Minecraft world, so you get to see what it's like to possibly craft something in game, but realistically. I don't know. It's a cool blend of animation.
Like, he reaches into the chest, and there's a bunch of, like, little cobblestone blocks in there, and he takes them out individually.
Yeah. No.
Exterminate all humans!
The Uncanny Valley seems to treat it quite well because of, you know, the attention to detail they give. Like, you wouldn't think of, you know, you open up a chest and the items are just neatly stacked like that. That's very cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Pretty sweet.
And next we have a video called Sword Tonight. Dream Reaver 23 and Hodge Josh MC have put together this fantastic reimagining of Justin Timberlake's Suit and Tie. And unlike the original, the lyrics are entirely safe for work.
It's so good, too. It's sung so well.
Well, and
it's crazy.
Like, this may be dating me or something, or I don't know, making me uncool. But I actually really like that Suit and Tie song. Like, the original, like,
oh, yeah?
The first time I heard it, I was like, it's not what I expect from Justin. But then, like, it just kind of grows on you, and now I really like that song.
Oh, so. Yeah. And this is really good. Hodge Josh, of course, busts out in a rap. And it's great. It's really cool. Lots of falsetto and stuff. Falsetto.
And then next, we have Stephen Elford and Luke Johnson's presentation about how the education-themed version of Minecraft is used in the classroom with Minecraft in the classroom with Minecraft EDU. It's about a 45-minute video, so get your popcorn, sit back, and relax. We'll put these in the show notes, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really awesome.
Yep.
And the next, we have a parody of Bastille's Pompeii with vocals by Danny Cleave Music, lyrics and visuals by Mushroom Craft, and instrumental by Minecraft for Meh. This is Survival Games. Nice little video, about 4 minutes long.
Yeah, really cool voices, too. Really good videos this week.
Yeah.
Meh.
Awesome.
And I never knew if we could say anything about this because we kind of got it in a private, hey, this is what's going down.
Oh, yeah. This
video.
Is amazing.
But I assume since it's in the show notes, we can talk about it.
Yeah,
this is Minecraft Star Wars A New Hope. If you can't wait for Paradise Decay to release the entire remake of A New Hope, then you've got the chance to see the first 10 minutes in this video. Oh, and Machinima Realm are in talks with Paradise Decay about signing him to their channel and releasing the completed project.
Yay! Yeah, it's the whole movie, and basically you have to you got to sync up the audio, so have the movie playing in the background and then watch this, so you sync it up and it's like the whole thing. It's amazing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
What the heck? I might have to check this out.
Yeah.
And before saying this, who are you partnered with anybody, Ant Venom?
I am partnered with Machinima, so.
Okay, well, I won't say anything.
No. What do you got to? No, I'm actually partnered with IGN. What do you got to say?
I'm just gonna say, hey, Paradise, talk to me before you talk to them. And that's it. Really, any other?
I'm not actually partnered with IGN. Just a disclaimer.
And just a disclaimer, I do work for Curse during the day, so I like work with their video department, and they actually do a lot of partnership, and right now they've got a really good deal. They do a 90-10 split, which is pretty good compared to a lot of other Machinima people. So anyway,
depends. There's a lot of logistics to get into. I can't say exactly what, but there's a few things to get into when you're talking about money split and whatnot.
Yeah, I wish you would come down to PlayOnCon, because we actually get into that a lot with all the YouTube guys, trying to, you know, everybody kind of gets inside baseball. And I really want to start a forum where we can all get together and kind of discuss this stuff, so to make sure no one's getting screwed, basically.
Right.
And I think everybody being able to talk in an open format like that would be very beneficial. But anyway, that's, I guess, something for off air.
Potentially, yeah. Well, we can talk about it. We just can't say specifically what any of our networks do for us, you know, but we can talk about what, you know, like generally what to look out for if you need to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. That's.
Come in.
Doors in a cave.
Whoa. Wow. That's kind of scary. Come in.
Housekeeper.
Whoa. She's really close. Kind of weird.
Housekeeping.
It's the outdoor sound. I was trying to make it more realistic. Like
meet for below.
Oh yeah.
You're just in time.
Housekeeping, you want towel?
Just in time to clean up Brent's mess.
Hey. Hey. Yeah. Come clean up my mess. Speaking of messes, we got a bunch of messes going on, right?
We do.
Right. Do we want to talk about any of it?
Yeah. We can talk about this.
Yeah.
So we got a kind of a big announcement coming up. You need to keep looking out for it. We're actually going to be changing our channel a bit. We've been going through rebranding. You might have noticed the new logo. But we're actually going to be going to multiple channels for what we do. Starting off like the main channel is going to be more polished. I guess you'd say nuggets, more music videos. And
music videos and skits. Not really LPs.
Stuff. We've kind of run into a problem where, as the Dead Workers, we actually encompass more than just gaming and Minecraft. We actually do a lot of real-life videos, music videos, skits, and corporate stuff. But we felt like a lot of our people who listen to our channel don't want to see that. They want to see the gaming stuff. So basically what we're doing is we're making a gaming channel, and we're going to be moving all the gaming stuff to the gaming channel. And that's going to be Dead Workers... Do I give out the name?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Dead Workers Play is going to be where the gaming content is going to be. Dead Workers Party, you'll still get to see music videos and things like that, so stay subscribed.
So that's all of our Let's Plays, and that's all of our adventures, Minecraft adventures. Anything where we're filming a video game happening, that goes on that channel. So it'll no longer be on our main channel.
Yeah. So that'll be on Dead Workers Play. And then Dead Workers On is where we're going to put, like, subjected material, like all our podcasts when we're talking about a subject, or documentaries or tutorials. We got a lot of that stuff
Blogs
that we haven't been able to publish because we didn't really have a place for it, so we're making a place for that. So that'll be Dead Workers On,
And that's live right now.
Yeah, they are live. We don't really have anything on these channels yet, but we're going to be publishing stuff this week and next week to kind of kickstart them.
And if you go to Deadworkers,
subscribe.
Yeah.
And if you go to deadworkers.com, all this stuff will all be posted on the engine site. You can, you know, basically see what's going on with the channel and everything. So.
Yeah, and it's really nervous, like nerve-wracking on our end, because like
creating new channels.
Yeah, like that normally doesn't work. I mean, honestly, I mean,
yeah,
creating sub-channel stuff just doesn't work. But we felt like this is more of what you want to like. We feel like we've got a lot of subscribers, but that you're not always getting what you want to see on the main channel. So we want to make a channel where you're getting what you want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we would have people come and see In Search of Diamonds or Minecraft Universe, and then they would get, you know, they would see a lot of stuff, you know, from us, of us playing Smite and things like that.
And the Shaft.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is all this stuff? I sub because I wanted to watch a cool music video.
Yeah.
And it gets watered down. So we're trying to cater to everybody. So if you're into our podcast and all that stuff, you got a channel for that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we kind of want to do more stuff.
Yeah.
As opposed to doing less. Like before, we've been like, well, we don't want to put that on the channel because of the blah, 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 blah. And now we want to put it on a channel. So now we got channels to do that. So help us out. Subscribe. And let us know what you think about it. We've got another channel. I don't even want to get... I'm not even
going
to get the name out of
the
last one because I want it to remain what it is. You will find links to it somewhere in some things. And it'll be cool when you find it.
So we'll have a total of four channels. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
But that's what we want to do.
It is kind
of
crazy.
I mean, we have a lot of stuff we want to put out. We just don't want to. We don't want to overwhelm everybody's sub box with strange things.
Right.
So now it's all categorized and nice and orderly. So we'll see how it goes.
Indeed.
Do you think this is a good idea, Ant, or is this crazy?
well, it seems like for in your case it may wind up working. I'm usually very, very skeptical when it comes to creating secondary channels, but my main bit of advice, if it feels like it's the right thing to do, then it's the right thing to do.
Well, I love you, Aunt Venom.
And the thing is, like, we thought it was a bad idea for a long time too, but we were noticing that,
you know, like we weren't sure that when people came to the channel for one reason or another, they were going to get what they wanted from the channel based on what brought them there. Yeah. And we felt like we needed, like when people come to your channel, they're looking for a few specific things, mostly you, you know, and Minecraft. And those things they can find in spades there. And on our channel, I think people were getting a little bit confused and not really knowing what they were. Like, we would have people going, what's this doing on a Minecraft channel? And we're like, we're not really.
You'll always get that at first, though. You always get that. With my very first non-Minecraft video, I think it was a Happy Wheels video or something. I don't even remember. But people were just like, what is it doing on your channel? And three videos later, people were like, yay, non-Minecraft content.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of battling through those first few people who are just like, what are you doing on a Minecraft channel? Oh my god, I have an inability to skip the video that are in your subscription box. Now, if you suddenly go from all Minecraft to a healthy mix of everything, then yeah, okay, I can understand that.
And that's just it. We've always done a little bit of everything. You know, we've done these podcasts and we put out the videos of them and everything. And, you know, it's just a matter of trying to make it so that the people can get what they want when they come to see our stuff. So,
yeah. In that case, it's a good idea.
Cool.
So wish us luck, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're jumping off this cliff.
And if you want a head start again, that's Dead Workers Play and Dead Workers On.
Yep.
O-N, if you want to jump start it.
And of course, you can stay subscribed to Dead Workers Party.
Yeah. And thing is, we're gonna make a video for our main channel explaining all this stuff. And that's going to be the official launch. So right now, you won't see anything, but you'll get a leg up on
a leg up on it. So, Play On Con's coming up.
Yep.
Play On. We got a month.
Yep. We got about a little over a month.
I just asked off from Wednesday to Monday. So I don't know what we're going to do for those two nights that we don't have a room. But we'll be sitting on
someone's
floor.
I'm sure someone will have a room and can help you out.
Maybe we can work and a deal with the people who run the con.
They'll just wind up sneaking into someone's room, just sleeping on the floor. And when they wake up asking you what you're doing, they're just like, don't mind us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I wonder in events like this, are like, they booked everything but the first and last day. Like, how are we going to book those days, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know, give it to us for free.
Doesn't like Minecraft, don't they have like a big old party pad somewhere? We could crash. Maybe Seth Lang's got something.
I don't know. We'll find
a van out down by the river.
I think Seth is bringing his van.
If you don't plan your trip right, you're going to wind up staying in a van down by the river
with Seth Bling.
Yeah, it's Seth Bling.
What?
It's like, why is he there?
So, and Venom, I love you. And everybody else loves you too. And they should go right over to twitter.com. And go to twitter.com/AntVenom. Go to twitch.tv/AntVenom. Go to youtube.com/, you guessed it, AntVenom. Sign up, subscribe, love the man like I do, but don't love the man like I do. And love his videos.
And
yeah. We got a van together. Wait, no. Sorry. He's never come back on, is he? So what do you got going on?
He's slowly moving out of frame.
You want to say anything else before we end this shindig?
Well, I hope everyone who's watching is having a good night or morning or afternoon, whatever the case may be for you. And I hope you all have enjoyed this live stream / podcast / video extravaganza.
Yeah.
It is an extravaganza.
Yeah.
With horns, apparently. Not devil horns. Birthday horns.
Birthday horns.
So I guess it could be the same thing. Depending on when and where your birthday is. Like Eric's, whose birthday is Sunday.
Yeah.
Mine was 2 months ago, so.
Nice. Happy belated birthday.
Nice.
Well, thank you.
And to everybody watching the live stream, coming up in a little while, we'll have our next episode of Dead Workers Party on Smite. So if you're a fan of the game Smite,
or wanna be,
there's a couple of people that listen to the show. They say they don't play and they don't want to play it, but they just play it because they like the shaft and they like us. It's like, oh, that's nice.
I like that. So and it's free to play.
Yeah,
they're there for you.
Yeah, so that's cool.
That's awesome.
And you can always go to smite.deadworkers.com. There's a little sign up link, a referral link on the left there.
And just keep refreshing till it says Smite Brent.
No, it should say Smite Wes. That's what
or
you
Smite
want.
Also, and next week.
For all this, deadworkers.com. We'll get you there.
Yeah.
And next week, Generic B.
Generic B in the house.
Generic B.
Generic B next week.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. So get him back and have some good, some fun, some laughs. And,
still
trying
to get in touch with Caveman Films.
Ooh, okay. I can help you out with that.
Please do. His email keeps bouncing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can ask him right now. I'm like the main person you'd want to ask if you need to get into contact with Caveman Films. So I will send him a message and send him your Skype info, or send you his Skype info, or vice versa, whatever. Yeah. I will make it happen.
Yes, you heard it here. So thank you so much for being on the show this week. We love you. I love you. I think everybody loves you.
Lots of love.
I love everybody.
He would definitely not be voted as the worst member of the Dead Workers Party.
It wouldn't. Yes.
But, you know, Brett still might.
It would still be that one person who's on the list that was never a part of the Dead Workers Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah. Bob.
Yep.
Richard. Frank.
I hate you, Bob.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Yeah!
Now that was a successful show.
Indeed!
Yes.
Dead Workers Party Network. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's the shaft.